This is episode 10 of the Super Cool Stuff Show for September 16th, 2008. Welcome to the Super Cool Stuff Show. I'm your host, Harry Bartley. And I had a really good weekend this past weekend. I went to one of my best friend's weddings. Nostar and Cameron Diaz, but it was still really cool. I went up to Huntington and I stayed with some of my friends. It's weird because my best friend Haley now lives in this house, also with my best friend Patrick, and it's this house that was cut up into apartments, but now like all of my best friends live together, and it's this weird kind of thing that's really cool at the same time. So staying with them, like I get to, you know, hang out with a variety of friends just by spending the night somewhere. And as it turns out, one of my friend Patrick's roommates, who I didn't even know anything about, ends up being the entire coordinator of the music festival that happened this past weekend at Marshall, which was insanely cool. Because I got an invitation for it from the band The Excitement a while back that is worth checking out. They're a really cool pop-punk band from Huntington. And I just didn't think anything of it, because typically in Huntington, whenever I was there, whenever there was something musical going on like that, I either knew the people who were doing it directly, or I was doing it. So I just didn't plan on going because I didn't figure I'd know anybody there. And as it turned out, I was indirectly friends with the person who was coordinating it. So that was kind of cool. And I got to go to that and I got to see a bunch of cool bands. The Turnaround is a really good band. Jeff Ellis, check him out. He's amazing. Attack Flamingo was there. And a few other cool bands. Like, it was a lot of fun. And then I went to the wedding. It was in this, like, legendary movie theater called the Keith Albee that's in Huntington. And there's a stage, like, where the movie is, or would have been had it been a movie. And that's where the wedding was. They had their wedding on this stage. Like, the whole ceremony was conducted there. And it was insanely cool because you never see anything like that at weddings. You know, weddings are always, like, in a church or in a place like that. But the actual ceremony was on a stage. It was like watching a play of somebody get married. But it wasn't a play, it was for reals. And I thought that it was awesome. And I did go to something that is kind of well known this weekend. It was the Strongest Man competition. And it was in Charleston, West Virginia this year. I had no clue, but it was insanely awesome. I saw guys literally pull C-130s. These are giant planes. And they just kind of like tugged on a rope. And it was being pulled faster than what the car that would pull it back was pulling it. It's one of those things that you never thought you'd ever see in your life, and when you do see it, you know that you'll never forget it. Like, who knew that was even possible, that a guy could pull something that ginormous? And I also wonder who would want to. Like, who wakes up one morning and thinks, I should pull an airplane today, because I can. And with that said, I'd also like to point out that if Strongest Man didn't exist, if somebody just happened to be, you know, insanely strong, and realized that he could pull giant things like this, and he did it on his own, he'd be so famous just because he could do it. But now that Strongest Man came out, all these people can do it. And there's a group of people that strive to do it. So I just think that's an interesting observation that had Strongest Man not existed, we could have all these famous strong people that just figured out novel ways to demonstrate their strength. But like I said, I got to see Strongest Man in person. Really cool. If it's ever in your town, which I don't know how they choose, the last champion happened to be from Charleston, so that may be a big reason why it's here this year. But if Strongest Man is ever anywhere close to you, you should definitely check out at least one of the competitions, because it's one of those things that you have to see to believe. It's on ESPN and stuff, but when you're in person, it's so different, and it just feels so surreal that you're watching it. It doesn't even seem possible, but you know it is because it's right there in front of you. All right, time for the show. I have a really good show lined up for you today. We're going to do a My Favorite Things wrap-up. It's a lot like Oprah's Favorite Things, except nobody gets any free stuff. And all you get is information about my favorite shows, movies, and music and stuff. And I also have a little band stopping by called Zebra Head. You may have heard of them. Yeah. News. Okay, so like I said before, the news segment this week is basically going to be like a Terry's Favorite Things, because there was a lot of cool stuff to talk about this week that I didn't want to talk about separately in different categories because I have this interview with Zebrahead that's really cool. So I thought maybe doing a separate segment where I just shoot out quickie little things that are going on would be easier. First and foremost, my favorite reality show of all time, the only one that I really keep up with, Big Brother, has its finale coming up this week. This Tuesday, the jury house is going to have to vote between Dana and Memphis, who I think have both been really great competitors this season, and I'm interested to see who wins that. And since this podcast comes out on Tuesday, it's actually tonight when it comes on. It's on CBS, so check that out. And then something else really cool happening. McFly has a new single out. McFly, again, if you haven't listened to this podcast, is a band from the UK. They're like an insanely high-selling pop band from the UK, but they're awesome, and I love them. And they have a new single called Lies. That's this interesting song that has a different kind of feel to it. But one thing I love about McFly is that you can't really say that their sound sounds different because they hardly ever do anything the same. Everything they do is something different than what they've done before. And something that they've especially done different is the video for Lies, because it's like this 6-minute epic video in this post-apocalyptic futuristic kind of world where they battle with these like crazy space women things, and it's really cool. It reminds me of things like Thriller and those epic Michael Jackson videos, because there are some really cool dance numbers in this video too. So if you're into that kind of thing, definitely check out Lies by McFly. I'm sure it's on YouTube, stuff like that. I think it's on their YouTube channel actually. So McFly from the UK, definitely check out Lies. And then next week is a big week for TV, because Monday there's two of my favorite sitcoms coming back on, Big Bang Theory. We left off with Leonard and Penny going on their first date. Leonard is a super geeky physicist, and Penny is your typical hot girl who lived across the street, but she's a cool girl, and there's a lot of substance to her. And it's cool that they finally got together, and we're going to see how that all pans out Monday night. And immediately following Big Bang Theory is How I Met Your Mother, starring Neil Patrick Harris and Allison Hannigan, Jason Segel. It's a great ensemble cast, and I feel like it's probably the best sitcom on TV right now, so definitely check that out if you're into sitcoms. And there's also another little show, you may have heard of it, it's called Heroes, starring Hayden Panettiere and a ton of other people who I can't think of the names of. Milo Vercher. I'm not even going to try, I'll butcher their names, but it's again a great ensemble cast. But if for some reason you haven't heard of Heroes, it's this supernatural show where people get superpowers and it's being dealt with. This season is going to be called Villains because the creator sensed that the fans weren't as appreciative as the second season as they were for the first season. So he wants to pick up the pace and make this much more action-oriented season, focusing on the villains more than the heroes, and I think it should be really cool because I trust Tim Kring, the creator. And then also, there's two more sitcoms coming out on Thursday on NBC. Heroes is on NBC, by the way, on Monday night. And on Thursday on NBC, there's going to be two new sitcoms I'm looking forward to. The Office will be premiering, and you have to love The Office. Steve Carell, if you don't know what The Office is, it's kind of like this sitcom, but it's shot like a reality show, which I think is really cool and different, and it works perfectly. And also, My Name is Earl is coming out, and I'm really excited about My Name is Earl, and here's why. I wasn't that into it at all whenever it first came out. I just didn't watch My Name is Earl. I just wasn't attracted to the concept. I guess watching the show and being from West Virginia, I kind of thought, I see that every day. Why do I want to watch it on a sitcom? But then I decided to not pay my cable bill anymore. My cable got disconnected sometime last semester during school, and I was stuck with the network channels that my antenna could pick up. And one of those was NBC, so I would watch the sitcoms on NBC just to watch something. And I really got into My Name is Earl because Alyssa Milano was guesting, and I'm a huge Charmed fan. And she was great, but the show was amazing. I don't know why I didn't watch it before, but it's this really interesting concept. And really, I'm pretty sure that the concept will be reintroduced in the first episode for the season, so I'm not going to ruin it by telling you. But My Name is Earl is definitely worth checking out, and especially in these first few episodes for this season, because Seth Green is going to be guesting. And I'm a huge Seth Green fan. I would love to say that I'm just a huge Buffy fan, but it's more than that because I'm a huge Robot Chicken fan. I actually really liked Rat Race, which he was in. I even liked Idle Hands. And I'm going to leave it at that because I can't get any better segue. One of the bands on Idle Hands soundtrack was Zebrahead. And it is time for our interview. Interviews.
This week for my interview, I have the amazing band Zebrahead with me. Say hello, you guys.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Hey,
you
what's happening?
Introduce yourselves.
Well, my name's Ed, and I play bass, and I'm on the toilet.
Hey, my name's Ed, and I play drums, and I'm hanging out in front of Home Depot trying to get some extra work.
My name is Allie, and I am totally prepared for this interview.
What I think is kind of funny, too, when you think about it, is that Allie is by far the most soft-spoken of the three of you, and he's like the rapper in the group. So is that, do people find that strange, or is that something that just regularly happens?
I think me and Ed, being as big and fat as we are, we have to cover our weight with being overbearing.
I just don't want to make it a big pile of noise over the phone. I'm just waiting for my turn here.
You get no turn.
Okay, so I guess I'll start out by talking about your sound. You guys have a very interesting sound that kind of seamlessly wrapped into this cohesive form of wonderfulness. Was it a conscious decision to make it something different than everybody else, or did it just kind of happen that way?
You know, when we first started, it was the whole reason we started the band was to try to play something different than what everybody else was doing. Everyone in Orange County at the time was like pop punk or ska, so we just decided let's throw some weird elements in there, and we kind of did it just to be different from everything else. So you got it exactly right.
And Ben, you and Ed were both in bands before Zebrahead, right?
Yeah. I was in a band called 3ply, and he was in a band called 409, and neither of them were good.
Hey, your band's
nice right rule. Nice to go watch you guys play.
I'm sorry.
How did you guys get together then? Because you guys were in different bands. Allie, I'm not sure how he got in the picture. How did this all come together?
Those guys used to share a rehearsal space, and Ben and I used to hang out. So I'd go like wait for him to be done practicing before we go out to like grab a beer or something. And so I met Ed and Greg, and we just like in between their practices and Ed's practices, it'd be like 15 minutes of everybody hanging out. So they'd start jamming, and I'd go up and rap like old Tribe Called Quest songs while they were jamming, and they thought it was kind of cool and different. So that's initially how the band started.
So I didn't realize how long you guys had been around whenever I first booked this interview. Like, all that I really knew you from was doing the theme to Maria in WWE. But, like, you guys had songs all the way back to Idle Hands and stuff like that. So is that a struggle that a lot of people, like, in the mainstream just don't notice you because you're in soundtracks and they are like, that's a cool song. They don't realize who the band is. Is that hard, or do you kind of like it that you're not like superstars?
You know, I would gladly like to be a superstar and be big and rich and all, but I think the truth is we count ourselves really lucky because we travel the world and play music, and it's kind of a joke that this is our job, and whatever form of success that comes our way, we're just kind of grateful for it. So
free beer.
Good answer, buddy.
And we get lots of free beer. So that's always a bonus.
Okay, so you guys have done some pretty cool tours recently. Like, you co-headlined a tour with MXPX. You run Warped Tour recently. You've played with bands like Bowling for Soup, the Bloodhound Gang. Is it cool to get to play with those people? Like, I'm sure you guys probably grew up looking up to stuff. Is it kind of surreal that you're co-headlining tours with them?
Definitely, yeah. I think that's the coolest part about this job is, you know, being able to play with bands that you listen to and that you are fans of. And, you know, it's one of the perks of being able to be a touring band and you know, travel the world playing with other musicians that you looked up to or you listen to.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty rad to be able to watch in person the Bloodhound Gang throw up on each other.
Yeah, it was pretty
so
rad.
So who is your favorite band to have played with so far out of who you've played with?
I think that depends on what you just think, how you think their favorite, like the nicest guys or the best band.
Yeah.
It's different categories, you know?
Yeah. We've been lucky. We toured with a lot of, and done shows with a lot of really nice people. Some of them have surprised me, though. Like, we did shows with Sugar Ray in England and Germany, and they were the nicest guys I've ever met in my whole life. And I was surprised by it because they were so big at the time. And we did some shows with Green Day in Germany, and they walk in the dressing room and they introduce themselves immediately, and you're just like, they are that nice after doing it this long. It shocked me they were so cool.
Yeah, we haven't really toured with too many dicks, luckily.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been lucky.
You always have that fear in the back of your mind whenever you hear that you're going to be touring with some huge band that's been around forever.
I don't really think that. No, I'm usually surprised if they're jerks. You know, in our experience, because we've toured with people that have had a lot of success and have been cool, I think we kind of expect people to be usually cool, and when they're not, that's when we're surprised, you know?
Yeah, it is mostly that way. And people that have worked, bands that have worked really hard for their success, you could always tell. We did another band that was really cool. We did some shows with All American Reject, and their singer Tyson is by far the coolest dude ever.
So how would I attempted to describe your sound at the beginning? How would you guys describe your sound to people that haven't heard you before?
You know what someone said the other day that was awesome was I said Green Day and Rage Against the Machine in a car accident, and they said with Weird Al Yankovic driving. And I thought that was awesome.
That's pretty good.
So would you say it's kind of different than what Zebrahead usually does, or typical Zebrahead? What do you try to do with that?
In my opinion, I don't know about the rest of the guys, I don't think it's really that different. We kind of, with every album, we just kind of get in a room and start playing together until we like what comes out of it, and it's the same process we've done with every album, and we pushed ourselves as hard as we could on the songs, and we didn't really set out to do much different other than to write songs that we like. And as long as we like them, we hope the rest of the world does.
You guys started in Orange County, right? That area of California. And around the time you guys got together, ska was kind of up and coming. Bands like No Doubt were, you know, getting onto the scene. Was it a struggle being a band that was not ska, like, in that area?
I thought it made it easier because we were different.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was easier too. I mean, because everybody was or sounded like The Offspring, so I think it made it actually.
Would you say that your sound was kind of close enough that it could lend itself to be at either show, and that's what helped you?
Probably.
That was the cool part about it. You could do a show with Cypress Hill, or you could do a show with Rubik Fish, and that's a great thing to be able to do.
Doing some research on you guys, that you have quite a bit of success all around the world. Is it strange to be able to tour in Europe and Japan and America and have a pretty equal, or maybe not even equal, like maybe bigger in other countries, response as Americans?
No. I was just going to say, I just think that we're incredibly lucky. Like, to be able to go anywhere around the world and be able to play music is kind of a gift. And I think it's completely awesome that we could show up in a place like Croatia and have people show up at a show. I think it's awesome.
If anyone happens to have not heard of you guys before, where they can find out more about you?
The best place to find out more about us is, the MySpace page.
ZebraHead.com.
ZebraHead.com too, Or just go on YouTube and type in Zebrahead, and there'll be like a million videos that pop up. And you can see us in any different place.
So I've been asking recently to a lot of bands, like,
in the flesh,
advice to the half up-and-coming bands, and says, you guys actually have some kind of for real success. What advice do you have for people out there who want to get into this music business and go out there and make music?
The best advice I think you could give is play as many shows as you can, and with every show you play, no matter how many people are there, treat it like there's a million people there, because you just don't know who's watching and who could help you out. But then on the flip side, too, is be aware of people who say they're going to help you. You know, do as much of the stuff as you can yourself, because there's a lot of sharks out there in the water.
Recommendations. Before I get to my recommendation, I would like to start out by apologizing for the quality of that interview. What I think happened, I mean, they mentioned at the beginning that one of the guys was loading furniture at Home Depot or something. So there was that. But I think that, because my voice cracked a lot during that too, which is strange because it was my system that was recording it. I think that what happened was where it was making three calls over my DSL connection, I'm pretty sure that it just kind of was overloading and I didn't know how to handle it. So I'll be aware of that in the future. Hope it doesn't happen again. We'll see what happens. Before my recommendation this week, I'm going to kind of do a cop-out because I haven't really researched much to recommend, and I did recommend quite a bit of stuff in the news segment, but I'm actually going to recommend checking out your local music scene. Because at the top of the show, I talked about how I went to a music festival and I saw a lot of local bands. Zebrahead, you know, talked about a lot about being a local band whenever they were in Orange County. And I feel like it's really important to just know about the music around you, because you always hear people complain about how there's nothing to do wherever they are. And the fact is, almost always there's tons of music being made around them. And because of that, there's tons of concerts going on right next door, probably at a place that they hang out at all the time. They just don't know that it's going on. So if you just get to know your local music scene, keep your finger on the pulse of the music that's being made in your area, then you're going to have some amazing things to do. And when you know what's going on in your local music scene, like, you'll have a concert to go to at least one a week. Even in the smallest towns, there's usually at least one a month. And I think that that's something that a lot of people kind of take for granted, like they don't realize is going on. But I guarantee every town has at least one local band, and most of those local bands work really hard to have shows and have bands from towns around them come in. And it's just one of those things that is always going on. I know because I was so involved in my local music scene in Huntington. If you're into music at all, or if you're just looking for something to do, there's nothing better than a concert, in my opinion. Concerts are just one of those cool things that you can't mimic the experience of. Like, I know that Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus, had the Best of Both Worlds tour on a movie screen, but I'm sure it wasn't anywhere close to as cool as it would have been live. And live music is just incredible. I can't preach that enough. And definitely check out your local music scene, because there'll be something going on that you're going to enjoy. And you never know. Maybe if you're some kind of musician and there's not a huge scene going on, start a band. There's nothing to lose. If you have instruments and you know friends that have instruments, just start a band. Start making music. And you'd be surprised how much fun you can have just covering other people's songs. And I feel like music is one of those mediums that allows you to be so personal, and you can let out so much emotion by writing songs. So definitely, if you're some kind of musician or you just want to express yourself creatively, music's a great venue for that. And the best part about it is, as a musician, as I talked about earlier, you can give people in your area something to do when they're always complaining about not having something to do. Alright, that's it for this edition of the Super Cool Stuff Show. Again, I'd like to encourage you to subscribe to my podcast. That way you don't have to keep checking every day, because I don't know if you noticed by looking at the dates on my podcast, but it's not that regular because I'm pretty busy, and some weekends I don't get to putting the show together or whatnot. So subscribing is the easiest way to know when you get the latest podcast. And I know that I can't go to sleep at night if I don't know that I've listened to the latest episode of the Super Cool Stuff Show. So I'm sure many of you are the exact same way. So subscribing is by far the easiest way. And also, if you enjoy the Super Cool Stuff Show enough that you can't go to sleep at night without knowing that you listen to the newest one, you should donate to the Super Cool Stuff Show. There's a button on the webpage that's scss.podomatic.com. And seriously, I've thought about this, and all the money that I get is going to go directly back into the podcast. And you may think, I have no money, and if I could donate a dollar, that's not going to help. But think about this. If 30 people donate $1, and I have over 30 listeners, then that's like a tank of gas. And a tank of gas can get me somewhere cool that I can do a cool video segment for you guys with at least that much less of an expense. And I desperately want to provide really cool content for you guys. So please, I mean, like I said, I don't care if you donate a dollar. Like, that's so cool to me, because that means you listen to my show and you like my show and you want to help me out. So don't be ashamed if you're poor but you want to help out, because I'll take anything. And I'm not saying I'm desperate, but it's the greatest kind of feedback, because as much as I love hearing this is a great show and I love hearing that, don't get me wrong. Like, whenever you make some kind of contribution, even when you don't have much to give, like, it means so much to me as somebody who produces the product that you want to help me out, because I feel like then you're a part of the Super Cool Stuff Show. With that said, another great way of being a part of the Super Cool Stuff Show is to send me an email. Here's an email link on the webpage, scss.podomatic.com. It just says, email me. Send me an email, and I'll probably read it on the show. And there's also something called Podmail. It's specific to Podomatic, but it's kind of cool because you can send me an audio file, and I could play it on my show. And don't underestimate that, because there's a good chance that I will play it on my show just for some extra content. And after you've done all those things, after you've emailed me, after you've donated your dollar, and after you've, you know, sent me a really cool message that I'm going to be played on my show next week, it wouldn't hurt to know a little bit more about me. You can follow me on Twitter. There's a link on the last episode of the Super Cool Stuff Show. And you can also be my friend at Last.fm, because I talk a lot about music, so it wouldn't hurt to know what kind of music to listen to. You can be on the pulse of my local music scene by looking at my Last.fm page, because it has every song I play.
And if you look recently, you can notice that I've played a lot of McFly with their single Lies. So thank you guys for listening. This has been the 10th episode of the Super Cool Stuff Show, and I'm your host, Terry Bartley. Thanks for listening.